Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Howdy, it is Pete Callender, and yeah, you're probably thinking, wow, this is weird. I'm just talking and there's no music playing. Where's the music? Well, I just wanted to welcome you to the podcast. So this isn't really the first podcast. It's just sort of, it is a podcast, I guess, but it's not the first podcast. Anyway, I want to thank you for subscribing. And so I wanted to put this together and I wanted to go over a couple of areas. First is going to be what happened here in Asheville. The next segment is going to be what happened in Charlotte. And then the final segment is what is the plan? If you have not subscribed to the podcast, that really hurts my feelings, but please subscribe. I appreciate it. You'll get all the episodes immediately and then you can listen to them whenever you want on your schedule. So this is the part, I guess, normally, yeah, you're at the beginning of the show. You need to have some sort of an intro. So I guess I'll just, yeah, play the intro. Yeah, that sounds good. I like it. I am not stealing any of this music. I don't have the rights to my old intro because I'm not going to pay Led Zeppelin millions of dollars. So this is the new intro theme that we're going to go with. So let me start at the beginning. I got laid off on January 14th, as it was expressed to me when I went into the office that day, they said, it's a tough day in the iHeart family. And I replied, I bet it's going to be tougher for me. But look, Christy, my wife, we knew from the very beginning that this was always the likely outcome. Not because we doubted my ability to do this show, but you know, the first day I took the job at a company that was struggling to emerge from bankruptcy protection, we kind of knew that this was going to be the way it ended. We just did not know when, which is actually why Christy kept her job in Charlotte for so long. And a lot of people don't know this because I never talked about it a whole lot when I was on the air doing the show, because we had a stalker at one point years ago in Charlotte. And so I never wanted to tell anybody where she was while I was on the air. And so we kept an apartment in Charlotte where she worked, and I got an apartment here in Asheville, and I worked up here during the week. And then I would either go back down to Charlotte on Friday night, or she would come up from Asheville on Friday night. It wasn't ideal, but we made it work. And if we had kids, we would not be doing this, obviously. And in case you're interested, that stalker is now dead. That's really all I have to say about that. But over the last couple of years, Christy kind of got unhappy with where she was working. And so, you know, we decided, okay, well, this is all going very well in Asheville, so let's find her a job and get her moved up here. And so she finally did. We finally moved her up here. After 7 years, she moved up here in the summer. And then 6 months later, I did, in fact, get laid off, just as we imagined would occur. Just not quite on that timeline. So immediately, I started getting interest from various radio stations all around the region. People that worked in management at various radio stations reached out to me. And one of them was down in Charlotte, which is where I used to work. And okay, this is now the second segment. We're going to transition into the second segment, what happened in Charlotte. So I think this is where we're going to drop like the next music. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, so that'll be the second set of music. All right, so then in Charlotte, what happened down there? So within 24 hours, I have a conversation with a manager at the news talk station in the Queen City, station named WBT, and I used to work there. That's where I actually was a reporter and then became a talk show host, worked there for more than a decade. So I was laid off on a Tuesday, and by Friday, I am in Charlotte at an interview, which I thought went well. I had a great time. I thought everybody was great. I got to see all of these old coworkers. It was like this homecoming reunion tour for Pete. It was great. I love seeing everybody. I mean, these were people that were at my wedding, you know, a lot of them. So it was really nice to see a lot of these folks. And the only reason I'm telling you this aspect of the story, because I generally don't ever talk about these details like this, but that happened because of you, right? That happened because the fans of the show in Charlotte and in Nashville and in all over the country that still listen to the show, no matter where I happen to be doing it from, y'all made that happen. Y'all like mounted this massive Facebook campaign to convince the management in Charlotte to hire me, because the afternoon guy had retired back in October and people were saying, you haven't filled the job down there. Bring Pete in. I felt I needed to tell the management down there that like I did not organize any of that campaign. It was humbling for me. And there's no way that I would ever be able to repay the people who did that for me. And the worst part about the last few weeks is that all this time, everybody that did that, y'all have thought that you were not successful. And that's not true. You were successful. They did offer me a job and I did accept that job. But then there's a whole other story about that, which maybe I'll offer up in greater detail if you subscribe and go over to the Patreon account. Maybe I'll give you some exclusive content on that. I generally don't like to talk about this stuff. Most people in this industry don't like talking about, well, in radio, I guess I'm not really in radio anymore, but they don't like talking about these types of inside radio stories just because they're afraid it means they'll never get another job, that they're going to burn bridges. And that's, I agree with that mentality, by the way. Like, I have lived by that mentality. And so I'm hesitant to discuss what happened during that hiring process. But at the end of the day, I'm not working there, you know? But I felt I needed to tell you that part of the story because you guys did so much to get me to that point to get that job. And it's not for my lack of desire to get the job, by the way. So you were successful. It did work. And I sincerely thank you for your effort to get me in front of those folks and to help get me back on the air in Charlotte where I could do the Pete Callender show. So what happened down there is also why I didn't start this podcast operation sooner. I thought I was going back to the Queen City. Christy thought that we were going to be moving again. Right after we just moved up here to Asheville, and got a nicer apartment, because now we're both, you know, living and working in the same city. So it was nice. We were really enjoying it for the 6 months we had. And then, I thought we had this job lined up in Charlotte. And then Christy starts putting out feelers in Charlotte to see about a job down to go to work down there again. We start looking for housing, and it didn't pan out. So that's why the podcast is so late in getting started up. It's not because your efforts to get me back on the air didn't work. It's actually because your efforts did work. And so I just wanted to let you know that I appreciated it and you were successful. And I didn't think it was fair for everybody to have worked so hard to have gotten me the job and then to never know whatever became of it. All of this does put in perspective, I'll say it this way. I remembered a line that an old host down in Charlotte, a guy by the name of Ty Boyd, said. He's a legendary broadcaster down in Charlotte, and they named the studio after him 1 year while I was down there. And as a tribute to him and to his legacy, so they did this like surprise announcement. They named the studio after him, and he said, I'll never forget it, he said, I almost feel like an imposter. And I totally understand what he means, because y'all have so much faith in me, I don't really comprehend it. And I just try to do the best I can to be worthy of that kind of support. So please let me know how I'm doing and how I can better serve you, the audience, because now I'm just working for you and for myself, right? And I don't think this boss is going to fire me from this post. So we'll see. So what's the plan here? What am I doing? Oh, time for the third segment, which means, right, another bumper tune. Okay, yeah, I like it. That'll work. All right, so what's the plan? Well, that's interesting because my show notes are now blank. The plan. So here's the plan. The podcast is 1 hour that will be available not just to you in your pocket or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, you know, smartphones, computers, tablets, whatever. But it's also going to be on the radio. I went down to WWNC and I said, hey, you know what? I would like to purchase the cheapest hour that you have available. And it turns out, this is going to come as a shock, I'm sure. It turns out the cheapest hour is overnight. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning or something. And so I said, I'll take that one. So it gets me in the studio. So I have good equipment, which, by the way, like, I'm recording this at a friend's house who has a studio set up. And, you know, maybe I do some here, but it gets me access to their studio so I can record there as well. And it will also allow me to continue to keep a foot in the door at WWNC and to help a lot of the clients that I had worked with over the years that also, you know, they felt burned as well when I got laid off too, because I was a representative, an ambassador for their companies. And so they got hurt as well. And a lot of people don't really never even think about that, but there were a lot of advertisers that I had built relationships with. They also got hurt. So I want to help them as well. And so some of them have followed me over here. And I think that speaks volumes about them and what they value. And they're willing to advertise on this program and help keep this show alive. So that's one element. There's another element, which is the Patreon account. These are the revenue streams necessary to keep the operation going, okay? To keep me able to do a show every single day. It's going to be a 5-day-a-week show, daily 1 hour podcast. You'll be able to get it advanced. If you subscribe to the podcast, you'll be able to get it ahead of everybody else when it airs on the radio station. At some point down the road, the idea is to take this show and implement a syndication model, if that makes sense. Give it to other radio stations around the state. When we talk about state politics and state news, even when we're talking about local stuff, we can bring in other areas of the state to help keep people in North Carolina connected via a news and commentary show that's about North Carolina, right? So that's the idea. And yes, eventually we want to kind of, my goal is to eventually get to a place where we can do live broadcasts and we can do call-ins. So I'm open to ideas of how the audience can interact better. I'm thinking maybe I start the show each day with a topic for tomorrow. And so solicit the input right out of the gate. So people, if you have a topic, a reaction to a topic or a story, send it in. And then the next day I'll start with that topic. And we just kind of work from there. But eventually I'd like to be able to get to a point where we can have more of a live show than podcasting generally allows for. It can be done. It's a matter of cost, getting the right infrastructure in place. And so that's what the build out looks like. That's the plan. And I hope that you all are a part of it. We're testing this model. This is all proof of concept right now. The podcasting industry is exploding right now. Over the last 18 months, there are now services that have become available for podcasters and old radio people to be able to do this for pretty cheap. And so it's not going to cost a lot of money. I don't require a lot of money to do this. And I'm hoping that we can build a model that others can replicate. And I'm just a big fan of the spoken word format. And I'd like to see more people doing this, more voices, not fewer. So that's the plan. All right. If you want to reach out to me, you can obviously find me on Twitter. It's at Pete Callender. You can email me, the email address is petecallender@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast, obviously. You can also personally donate through the Patreon account, which, by the way, I've got bumper stickers. I have some bumper stickers. We're going to be adding more merchandise as we go. And so we'll get the Patreon account up and running. Also on Facebook, there is a Facebook group called The Pete Callender Show. You go on over there, join the group. Right now it's all publicly open, so anybody can join, but we'll eventually be locking it down. Okay, so it'll become a private group where people will have to be friends and request entry into the group. All right. So, you know, get in while the getting is free. all right. So that's it. I think I've spoken for, I don't know how long now, about 20 minutes. I think that's the length of a podcast. No? 30? 10? 5? Okay. All right. Whatever. These podcasts will be an hour. So just keep that in mind. They'll be about 53 minutes or so, standard radio clock going forward. All right, so that'll wrap it. So now I think this is the part where we play the close music. Yeah, works for me. Okay, we'll see you next time. The next time the next time will be the official launch of the podcast. So we'll see you then. And as always, don't break anything while I'm gone.